Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us today at the Almirall First Half 2003 webcast. Results were released earlier this morning, and they are now available at our website, www.almirall.com. Joining us today in this event, we have Eduardo Sánchez, Chief Executive Officer, Daniel Martínez, Chief Financial Officer, Steve Lewington, Senior Director of Global Marketing, and Bertil Lindmark, Chief Scientific Officer. The event will start with a presentation that will be followed by a Q&A session. I now hand over to Eduardo for the opening remarks.
Okay, thanks, Jordi, and good morning, everyone. I would like to start the event by summarizing for you some highlights from the first half of 2013. Financial performance is in line with guidance, and we keep solid financial pillars, and Daniel will walk us through the details in a moment. In such a critical year for Almirall, we keep our focus on execution and commercial delivery, and we are pleased with the uptake of our platforms for growth, Eklira, Constella, Sativex, and the dermatology portfolio, now representing 31% of total sales versus 23% in the same period of the last year. These are indeed positive news that indicate that we are moving in the right direction. Eklira is already available in 13 countries and has been launched in Italy, Austria, and Hungary recently. We plan five new launches before year-end. We wait in the forthcoming weeks the regulatory feedback in Canada and Australia. Aclidion is already our second-largest product by sales. The established commercial partnerships are proving their value and providing a growing competitive position as we continue to reinforce our commercial efforts and market share teams, market access teams. Steve will provide further details of the evolution of Eklira in key geographies. Constella has been launched as planned in Germany, the U.K., and Nordic countries. Apart from being available in these countries, the product is making progress on the price and reimbursement front in other countries. Importantly, the early qualitative feedback is positive and consistent across geographies. The pan-European rollout of Sativex is also making good progress. With recent launches in Italy and Poland, the product is already marketed by Almirall in eight European countries, and before the end of the year, we still aim for two additional launches. In R&D, following the positive Aclidion plus formoterol phase III, we plan to file both in the U.S. and Europe before the end of the year. The scrip dividend distributed in early June was successful in preserving cash for the company. Nearly 97% of our shareholders chose new shares versus cash. This allowed to keep 26 million in our balance sheet with a minimal dilution of less than  2%. In summary, a solid first half of 2013 with positive uptake of our platforms of growth, excellent news for our late-stage pipeline, and financial performance progressing as planned. Let me now hand over to Daniel to go through the details of our numbers, and I'll be back at the end to wrap up the presentation and open the Q&A session. Daniel?
Thank you, Eduardo. Good morning, everyone. First half financial results were in line with our targets and expectations. Year-to-date sales have improved to -8.1% versus -14.9% seen in the Q1. Note that the sales evolution's improvement has already started as planned and will accelerate in second half, given the carryover effect of the latest reforms implemented in June 2012 in Spain and the acceleration of the new product sales, especially Eklira. Important to highlight that in June year-to-date, international sales already represents 61% of the total sales, while the same period last year represented 57%. I would like to highlight the strong gross margin improvement achieved on the back of the new mix of Rebif sales. This gross margin is expected to reach around 65% this year. As expected, sales in G&A in first half reflected the support given to the rollout of Eklira and the rest of our new products and was up 24%. At year-end, this increase of sales in G&A will be substantially lower. Equity represents 71% of total assets, and we keep a solid cash position of nearly 50 million euros in the reported period, with healthy working capital ratios as seen in previous quarters. Taking all this into account, our financial guidance for the year is fully confirmed. Let me now turn into further insights of the scrip dividend. As commented, during June, Almirall has successfully completed the scrip dividend approved in May at the annual general meeting. It has been a solid success, as 97% of capital have chosen new shares versus 3% a dividend in cash. This vast majority of preference for new shares reflects, in our view, and apart from fiscal considerations, the endorsement to our strategy and positive prospects of the share price evolution going forward. This has also allowed Almirall to keep nearly 26 million euros to further strengthen our balance sheet. We believe this is a worthwhile conservative move to help fund the commercial execution phase, so critical in 2013 and 14. The dilution has been minimal, less than 2%, and here in updated capital composition. Total outstanding sales shares are slightly up to 172.9 million. Let me now turn to sales evolution performance. As commented, our sales evolution over the quarters will progressively improve. This is explained by two effects. First, the carryover effect of the latest austerity measures in healthcare in Spain, which affects the first half of the year. And second, the acceleration of the sales by our new products, especially Eclida. The key takeaway from this slide is that we expect to resume growth at the end of the year, but that will not be attained until the last accumulated quarter. Let me now turn to the P&L highlights. As guided, we expect to return to growth in the net sales at the end of 2013, and a significant improvement of year-on-year evolution has already been seen in the first half of the year, minus 8% versus minus 15% in Q1. The strong improvement in gross margin continues, reaching 66% of sales due to the new favorable mix of profitable sales and the cost focus on cost of goods sold, and being around 65% at the end of the year. As previously commented, R&D expenses are returning to more normal levels of investment in 2013, as reflected in the half-year comparison. Sales and G&A continue showing the commercial efforts in supporting our new growth platforms with an increase of 24%. The corporate income tax has increased due to R&D tax credits as well as other recurring applicable tax deduction. This will be reflected by a negative effective tax rate by the end of the year. Finally, normalized income has eroded during the quarter, in line with guidance, due to the necessary investment in new product launches. Before handing over to Steve, let me then finish by reiterating our guidance for 2013. As commented, 2013 is meant to be an inflection year, and we need to continue investing, as we started doing in 2012, to support around 30 country launches. In consequence, at the sales level, and despite an expected double-digit decrease in the Spanish market, we plan to return to a positive sales growth thanks to the initial contribution of our newer products. But that will not happen until the last quarter of the year. On total revenues, we expect a slight decline after the very high milestone income that has boosted our other income in 2012. We expect some decline in R&D expenses that are starting to go to more normal levels as percentage of sales. For sales and G&A, we plan for a significant increase to support new product launches. On the back of the R&D tax credits and other applicable deductions, we also envisage a negative tax effective rate in 2013. Finally, normalized income will be impacted in 2013 due to the significant investments that I just mentioned in sales and G&A. We then expect rapid growth thereafter. Let me now hand over to Steve to comment the performance of our growth platforms. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. Good morning, everybody. Now I'd like to give you an update on our growth platforms, focusing on the recent launches of Eclira in Europe and Tudorsa in the United States, as well as our first launches of our brand of linaclotide, Constella. Although it's early days with Constella, I'd like to give you our first impressions regarding the launches in the UK and Germany. Just as a reminder, Almirall has four areas of therapeutic focus, each representing a significant growth opportunity for Almirall. But today, as I said, I'm going to be mainly focusing on the recent launches of Eclira, Constella, and also just a few words on the progress with Sativex. But before jumping into the product detail, let me just stress the growing contribution of our new platforms of growth. Eclira, Constellis, Sativex, and the dermatology franchise, as Eduardo mentioned, now provide nearly one-third of the company sales, a substantial increase over the same period last year. But now let's talk a little bit more about Eclira. Eclira, as you probably are aware, is the brand name of Aquadinium marketed by Almirall. Brintellix is the brand name used by our European partner, Menarini, and Tudorsa Pressair is the brand name for our partner in the United States, Forest. We're now actually well into the launches of Aquadinium, and these are accelerating with more than 13 countries launched to date, with an additional 5 country launches expected before the end of this year. In Europe, it's a particularly competitive situation. As you're probably aware, Novartis also launched their new LAMA, Seabury. But as you can see in the next chart, the market share split of Eclira, Brintellix compared to Seabury is exactly 50-50. And we feel that this is a very credible performance for a small company and really highlights the strategic value of our partnership with Menarini. When we look at the countries, key countries in more detail, you'll see some variation. But in all of these countries, we believe we're maintaining a competitive position. Now, looking at Germany, in Germany, we're collaborating with Quintiles to have a competitive primary care force behind Eclira, and Menarini are promoting Brintellix through their Berlin Chemie subsidiary, which is a very well-established German company and, in fact, is regarded as a local company by most German doctors. The split of promotional forces between Menarini and Almirall is around 70-30, which is in line with the market split you can see here between Brintellix and Eclira, showing that both companies are performing very well in Germany. Compared to Seabury, we have overall a 41% market share, which, as Novartis are the largest pharma company in Germany, and in many ways it's almost their home market, we feel that this is not a bad performance. Finally, the combined share of voice for Almirall and Menarini is 21% in the entire COPD market and is very competitive, even against the big pharma companies such as Novartis, GSK, AstraZeneca, and Boehringer Ingelheim. If we now look at the UK, as you know, the UK is a slower uptake market. I think this is partly because UK GPs have always tended to be quite conservative with new therapies, but also the local primary care trust formularies take a period of time to review any new drugs that come onto the UK market. And although we expected the UK to be a slower uptake market, this year has been particularly challenging with the recent NHS reorganization from PCTs to the new GP commissioning groups. And this has significantly slowed down the bureaucratic formulary review process. Nevertheless, we are making good progress with around 80% of targeted PCTs having assessed Eclira and with around about an 80% inclusion rate of Eclira. These formularies now include Eclira account for about 60% of the total LAMA prescriptions of our targeted audience, and we're continuing with the other PCTs to make sure that they review Eclira as swiftly as possible. Again, the introduction of Eclira and Seabury have increased the overall LAMA market. And in terms of our share of the new LAMA market, we're tracking at 41%. And in terms of share of voice, we have 15% share of voice in the COPD market. And we believe that this is competitive in the UK as it's not as promotionally sensitive as other markets. And what is critical in the UK is the local formulary access, which I mentioned, which is progressing well for Eclira. Now turning to our domestic market, Spain, and here you can see that Eclira, promoted by Almirall, has grown very strongly since its launch in January. Together with our partner Menarini promoting Brintellix, you can see that Aquadinium has gained an 8.3% share of the entire LAMA market in just the first 6 months of sales. And together, Eclira and Brintellix now have 69% share of the new LAMA market and a competitive 25% share of voice in the Spanish COPD market. Now going to Menarini's home market, Italy. Here again, you can see also Aquilino has performed very well, gaining almost 4% of the Lamma market in its first month on the market in May and taking almost 50% of the new Lamma market. So in other words, we equaled the performance of Novartis in just 1 month's sales. The 25-75 split in market share between Eclira and Britaris is broadly in line with the promotional efforts between Almirall and Menarini. And overall, the two companies are fielding a very competitive share of voice in Italy of 30% of the COPD market. Now let's turn to the United States and the performance of our partner, Forest. The commercial efforts from Forest to promote Tudorce in the United States are very competitive, both in terms of dedicated reps, where they're fielding around 1,500 sales representatives, and in terms of share of voice. Forest actually now have the largest share of voice in the COPD market with an 18% share of voice. If we look at the weekly TRX market share, you can see that that's steadily progressing upwards. And this has been driven partly because Forest has been able to increase the formulary coverage for Tudorce in Medicare Part D from around 20% earlier on in this year to over 50%. And this is very important because obviously many patients are over the age of 65, so Medicare Part D plays a large part in the COPD market. And in total, including both Part D, Medicare, and commercial, 75% of patients now have unrestricted access to Tudorce. And this, I think, represents a significant change over the previous few months. And Forest is now very focused on making the most of this expanded access, and they're continuing to heavily promote Tudorce. In terms of NRXs, these have also been growing since the Memorial Day holiday in May. This is despite the fairly low COPD season as we go into the summer months. Market share has rebounded after the July 4th holiday week and now shows a solid growth trend. Importantly as well, physicians' feedback about Tudorce remains positive. Physicians report that the drug and the device are performing in clinical practice as they did in the clinical studies. And the next several months are going to be key for Tudorce, and Forest has really taken the necessary steps to increase the upwards trend, and their promotional levels are at or above other companies, and they, Forest, intend to keep that momentum going with Tudorce. Looking further ahead into other geographies, you can see that we're planning a significant expansion of Aclidinium into other major Lamma markets. Our partner in Japan, Kyorin, is making good progress, and regulatory consultations are next following positive results from our bridging study. And in Canada, we will be marketing Aclidinium in a co-promotion with Forest, which we last year we established the Almirall Canada organization, and launch preparation activities are well underway in conjunction with Forest. And we should in Canada have some regulatory feedback very shortly. This is also the case in Australia, where we should get regulatory feedback as well soon. And our partner in Australia is going to be Menarini through their subsidiary, NVIDIA. So, just to conclude on the respiratory side, you can see that our respiratory franchise is moving forward. Our launches of Eclira in Europe and the US are progressing well, and together with the global rollout of Eclira, later this year, Almirall and Forest will be filing our new fixed-dose combination product in Europe and the US, following our positive phase 3 results. And building on the Aclidinium, we also have two other NCEs in clinical development, both of which leverage our Genuair inhaler device. First additional NCE is abiraterol, which is a highly potent once-a-day beta agonist, which we're developing in a fixed-dose combination with an inhaled steroid. This development is for Europe and the rest of the world, excluding the United States. And we look forward to partner this project in the very near future. And lastly, we also have another NCE, which is a once-daily dual-action MABA molecule. This is a combined beta-agonist, muscarinic antagonist, and this is entering clinical development this year. And this combines this dual bronchodilator action in a single molecule, and we believe that this could form the basis of a triple action product in combination with an inhaled steroid. So we have a very wide portfolio of new drugs being developed in the Genuair platform. Okay, now to just say a few words about our latest new product we've launched, Constella. This has just been launched in Germany, UK, and the Nordic region in May. Obviously, it's a little early to have reliable sales data, but the initial week's uptake in both Germany and the UK in terms of ex-company sales have been very similar to the initial uptake that we saw for Eclira, which we feel is a very positive signal. Very importantly, we are also making good progress with market access. The influential Scottish Medicine Commission, the SMC, gave a positive advice for use within the NHS in Scotland. The MSC is the first public health technology assessment within Europe, so it does have a broader influence beyond Scotland. In Germany, we've also entered into the early benefit assessment process within the AMNOG process following our launch, and price and reimbursement negotiations are also progressing well in a number of other European countries. In Germany and the UK, we're getting very positive qualitative feedback from physicians who perceive Constella as a real innovation in the field of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation. Feedback in terms of efficacy is generally positive, and diarrhea, when it does occur, is considered manageable for these patients. And most importantly, the payers are recognizing the unmet need that Constella represents, a real step forward. Now just moving on to our specialist product, Sativex. Amaryl now has Sativex available for physicians and patients in 8 European countries, including 3 of the top EU5, Germany, Spain, and Italy. Additionally, Sativex is also approved in 8 additional countries where we're progressing with our price and reimbursement. And also in France, following a recent change to the law regarding cannabis-based medicines, Sativex has now been submitted for regulatory approval. Growth is progressing well with a 37% increase in volume year to date. And in Germany, we're now entering into renegotiations with the sick funds. The rollout of the product is planned to continue during this year and next year. And we'll continue the rollout in Europe for spasticity in multiple sclerosis. And next year, we should also have the top line data for the next potential indication in cancer pain. So now just to conclude with a couple of key takeaways on the commercial side. As we've said, Eclira is now present in 13 countries worldwide with recent launches in Italy, Austria, and Hungary. A further 5 launches are expected before the end of the year. And in the following few weeks, we're going to have regulatory feedback in key additional markets of Canada and Australia. The established commercial partnerships with Forest and Menarini are proving their value and providing a powerful competitive position for us to successfully compete in this large market. Constella, as you've seen, has now been launched in Germany, the UK, and the Nordic countries, and the initial qualitative feedback is positive and consistent across all these countries. And the pan-European rollout of Sativex is also making good progress. With the recent initial launches in Italy and Poland, the product is now available through Almirall in 8 European countries, with additional launches planned by the end of the year. So in summary, we believe we have an exceptional portfolio of new products, powerful commercial capabilities in combination with our partners, and a strong focus on market access. And together, these are going to drive our top line, leading to significant earnings growth going forward. Now I'll hand back to Eduardo.
Thank you, Steve. Before wrapping up, let me pinpoint the essentials from our current pipeline focused in respiratory, dermatology, and pain. Following successful phase 3, a clinium combination plus formoterol will be filed in the US and Europe in Q4 this year. Abiraterol, our once daily LABA, is moving into phase 2B, and we continue the discussions towards an ex-US partnership. Our MABA will be entering phase 1 in the second half of this year. And 2 additional assets, LAS41008, an oral compound for psoriasis, and Sativex in oncological pain, and in phase 3 with top-line data to be read out in 2014. So wrapping up before moving into Q&A, Almirall's good momentum continues in 2013 based on the positive rollout and uptake of our platforms for growth. Eklira is now available in 13 countries, Constella has been launched in Q2, and Sativex is expanding its pan-European presence. Our international business continues to gain weight, and on the R&D side, positive top-line data from our aclinium plus formoterol combination has been announced, and we intend to file before the end of the year, both in the US and Europe. In 2013, as I said, we also envisage to progress our MABA into phase one. Our financial pillars remain solid, with an unlevered balance sheet and a solid cash position. At the timing for the Acliform study results presentation didn't coincide with the ERS submission deadline, the results of this study will be presented at the later scientific congress, and consequently the investor day that we announced has been postponed to 2014. We are advancing in order to reinforce the long-term potential of these unique opportunities, especially those around Eklira and Constella, and we feel confident in them and the strategy of internationalization that we are continuing to implement. Our management and employees are completely focused and aligned on this undertaking. So thank you for your attention, and now Jordi, back to you for Q&A.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much to all. Operator, back to you for Q&A, please.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. And please ensure that the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We come to our first question for today. It's from Joe German from Citi. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi there. Good morning. It's Joe German here from Citi. A couple of questions, if I can. Firstly, on SG&A, just following up on Daniel's comments, you've talked about a lower sort of percentage increase in the second half. Would it be reasonable to assume the sort of $228 million that you've spent in the first half is a reasonable proxy for the continued investment you're going to need in SG&A in the second half, or should we continue to expect further increases through the second half? Secondly, on Eklira, looking at your value market share evolution in Spain, clearly over the last couple of months that seems to have plateaued somewhat. Perhaps you could help us understand what it is there. Is it increased competition either from the new entrants or existing entrants? And should we be expecting that to continue to increase, or are we already getting to where you're expecting to be? There. And lastly, just in terms of partnering on your LABA ICS, you've been talking about entering phase 2B studies with that program for a while. Should we be expecting partnering to happen after we have additional clinical data for that combination, or is it something that you'd like to do before you spend any sort of additional investment on that product?
Okay, Joe, good morning. This is Emil speaking. I would like to I will address the question regarding sales and G&A, and Eduardo will take all the questions regarding Steve, about the clear, sorry. So sales and G&A, let me just to reiterate that we have been doing a significant effort during this first half of the year, and obviously 2013 will also will be a significant effort on total year, but what you may expect in the second half of the year is a similar trend and effort as we did in the first half. So, as you know, last year the second half was a higher effort than the first. In this year, you may expect a significant or similar trend as we did in first half.
Okay. Morning, Joe. Firstly, then, just your question on a clearer performance in Spain. I think the first thing to emphasize is that Spain has really been our strongest market. As you've seen, we gained 8% of the LAMA market just in the first 4 months. So I think we're coming from a very sort of high position. Obviously, as Sebri entered into the market in April, there is going to be a sort of realignment a little bit, and I think that's to be expected. But nevertheless, up till June, we're maintaining 69% of the new LAMA market. So we certainly don't see this as a plateau. We think this is just part of the normal effect when you see another product entering the market, and we're expecting to grow our share as we go forward in Spain. And then finally, regarding, I think Eduardo.
Yeah, on the Lava partner, let me comment on that. I think that the discussions are progressing in the right direction. So it is our intention and our expectation, I would say, to be able to conclude the deal before we put substantial additional money into the product.
Thank you.
Okay, and next is from Credit Suisse, Kerry Holford. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, Kerry Holford, Credit Suisse. A couple of questions, please. Firstly, I wonder if you can just remind us where you are with regard to the final sign-off on pricing for a clear run in Germany, when you anticipate the final review by the GBA. And secondly, you mentioned that you've rescheduled your Investor Day to next year. And my apologies, I didn't catch your comment there on why. Was it that you missed the late breaker deadline for ERS, or was that the submission not accepted for presentation at ERS? Many thanks.
Okay, Kerry. Firstly, the situation in Germany. I mean, basically things are progressing as we'd expect. We're in price negotiations. Relevant comparator is tiotropium, Spiriva. As you know, we're priced at a discount in Germany relative to Spiriva, so things are all proceeding on a sort of logical basis, and we hope to be able to conclude the negotiations before the end of the year. Regarding ERS, I mean, this was a late breaker, so I really wouldn't read too much into this. I mean, obviously, these things happen, but it's not any reflection on the quality of the data, and we'll be submitting it to other congresses or even maybe into ERS. We're still looking, because obviously for late breakers, there's a certain level of innovation that is required for abstracts, which is not the same for others that are submitted normally. But have no doubt that we'll be presenting the data at a premium scientific congress.
Many thanks.
Our next question comes from Eleanor Fung from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Eleanor Fung from Goldman Sachs. Three questions, if I may. Firstly, Clara sales for 2Q, if my calculation is correct, 18.6 million euros appear to be lower than first quarter sales. In your last call, you mentioned that first quarter would be the weakest quarter. Just wondering what has changed, if anything, and how you expect sales to evolve in second half. Secondly, I was wondering if you could provide some color, to the extent you can, on how much of your Clara sales for this quarter was due to stocking versus underlying sales. And finally, just on gross margin, your gross margin improvement of 340 basis points versus last year. Just wondering if you could provide some color on how much of this is coming from Clara and Constella. Thank you.
Good morning, Eleanor. This is Ariela speaking. So about, let me start with the question about the gross margin. So as we said, the gross margin will improve significantly this year. On a year end, will be something around 65%. And this is mainly driven by the better portfolio mix we have now after the launch of Eclida. So clearly, Eclida is driving the significant improvement of this gross margin in comparison with previous years. And regarding Eclida and the performance in Q2 and in comparison with Q1, what we can confirm is that the first half of the year, this will be on total the lowest part of the year. So second half will be a faster growth in comparison with the first half.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take Peter Welford from Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, good morning. Two questions. Firstly, just on the sales and marketing sort of share of voice in the COPD market, as you mentioned, obviously Novartis has come to market in some of these in Spain now, and I guess some of the competitors as well have had time to see after the first 6 to 9 months your efforts in those markets. I guess I'm just curious in whether or not in the second quarter or I guess in the recent months, anything's changed, both with regards to the amount of money you've had to put behind to maintain that share of voice and equally the message you're sort of giving since the initial period. So anything that's sort of evolved, I guess, as they've reacted to your marketing and also that of Menarini. And then the second question, just coming back to Eleanor's, I guess I'm just looking at the quarterly trend of Acclera. Clearly, we can sort of track the in-market sales from the data you've given us. Are you able to comment at all as to what happened to bulk shipments just in, I guess, both in terms of the inhaler device and also in terms of the drug in this quarter versus the first quarter, at least qualitatively, to give us some sort of idea as to how that sort of changed during the quarterly period? Thank you.
Okay, good morning, Peter. So just take a question on share of voice. I think the first thing I'd emphasize is that there's no change in the efforts that Almirall and our partners are making in terms of promoting Acclera. We're continuing with the plans that we initiated at the beginning of the year. So we're using the same field forces. We're continuing with our efforts. So we're not changing our mix at all. And indeed, I'd also stress that for the United States, as you saw in my presentation, Forrester continuing with a very significant effort in the U.S. with their 1,500-man field force. And also you mentioned about the message. Again, I'd say no change. We're finding that our strategy of positioning aclidinium for those patients that require both nighttime and daytime symptoms is one that resonates with physicians. They see this as an efficacy advantage with the twice-a-day dosing, and it allows us to target a segment of the COPD population where we believe aclidinium has a particular benefit. And it's estimated that, depending on the different sources, something between 50 to 80% of COPD patients have nighttime symptoms. So we think that this is a very relevant segment. And the other key message, of course, is around the Genuair device, where we have a very clear advantage relative to the capsule device from Boehringer, the hand inhaler, and also the capsule device from Seabury with the Breezhaler device. So, we have a very crisp story around the drug and the device, which we're continuing with.
So regarding the composition about the Q2 Eclina portfolio sales in comparison with the previous quarters, what I can confirm is that the trend is quite similar. And at the end, what also it's we have certain phasing effects that we already include in our guidance, and we expect it. So I think that we can confirm that the full year Eclina sales will be as we were expecting, and you may have certain phasing issues throughout the quarters.
Okay, thanks. So I can just come back to Steve just briefly. Is there anything as well, I guess, ahead of what is likely, I guess, in the next 2 to 3 months, another competitor potentially entering the European market with different dosing? Is there anything you're sort of considering or anything you could do to lay the ground, I guess, to perhaps prepare and set yourselves up ahead of that?
Well, as I said, I think we're focused really on carving out our position in the market linked to the benefits that we believe aclidinium and the Genuair device bring. So I think for us it's that's the focus. And also we see this as a very strong platform to prepare for the eventual introduction of our combination product. So we're basically building the foundations with Acclera for the launch of our new fixed-dose combination, which we're filing at the end of the year. So for us, I think we have a very clear strategy. And it's, to be honest, I think we have much clearer differentiation than we've seen coming with other new LAMAs coming into the market.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions in the queue, I'd like to turn the call back to Mr. Molina for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. This concludes our event today. Thanks very much for your interest and participation, and have a good day.